As of now, 100 deer are expected to be killed during the call, and another 40 to 60 will be surgically sterilized. Ann Arbor City Councilmember Chuck Warpahusky from the 5th Ward says sterilization will be part of the call this time after getting feedback from residents and due to restrictions.
There are areas where we have evidence of deer overpopulation where we cannot safely operate a call. So the non-lethal is an attempt to try to manage the herd in those areas.
Most of those areas are in the northeast side of town. Details of when the call will start and end and where exactly will take place have not been released. The city expects to make an announcement on January 6. Last year, 14 city parks and nature areas were used for the call. Warpahusky says some things will change.
The goal this year is to reduce the impact of the call on people, so it may be the same number of parks where calling takes place, but the amount of closure and disruption is going to be significantly reduced.
This time around, the city will use the services of a nonprofit group called White Buffalo because, unlike the previous contractor, they offer sterilization services. The city will spend over $200,000 for the entire deer management program. Tanya Hilgendorf says it's a waste of money and should be used on more important projects in Ann Arbor. She's the president of the Humane Society of Huron Valley and opposes the call.
We recently saw a bright, beautiful teenager be killed right next to Huron High because of a failure to fix a dangerous crosswalk. And they said that was because of money. And I want people to know that right next to that crosswalk is a park where we spent money to kill deer to protect people's gardens.
Rifles and dart guns will be used for the call. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.